Right, I've come straight to the top class here at St. Peter's School in Walworth. Now, year six. I've got three of my year six friends here, and your names, please.
Sophie.
Cameron.
And Grace.
Brilliant. We have Sophie, we have Cameron, and we have Grace. Now, year six in any school is always a very important year group because we have really, in effect, we have the leaders within the school. We have the children who are going to be setting an example and representing St. Peter's. And so their behaviour and the way they achieve great things this year, as I'm sure they will, is going to be really just setting a huge, huge standard as to what the whole of the rest of the school can achieve this year. So that intrigues me. So I've come to speak with Sophie and Cameron and Grace about what their plans are for Year 6. So first of all, Sophie, you're in the top year. How did you feel on your first day back at St. Peter's in Year 6?
Okay, really, because it's Year 6 and we've come through from reception all the way up to the top of the school now. So on the first day, I didn't really feel nervous because we've been from reception, but I'm really looking forward to the end of Year 6.
Great. And Cameron, so have you got anything you hope to achieve when you're in Year 6 this year? What would you like to do?
I'd like to get to my first choice of my secondary schools and make sure I get good grades. And I wasn't really that shy when I started Year 6, but I was nervous having a new teacher.
But do you feel that because you've been at this school for a while, you're like ready for Year 6 and you know how the school works and what standard you need to achieve?
Yeah.
And Grace, so there's something really quite special happening straight away in Year 6 next week. Maybe you can tell people listening what is happening next week, please.
We're going on a school journey to Blacksall and we're all really excited. We can't wait.
So it's a school journey now. I think we need to explain. A school journey, this means you're going away for the morning, the afternoon, or for how long?
4 days.
Four days.
So you're going away 4 days, and it's this place, no. It's like a youth hostel that's near to Suffolk. So Sophie, do you know any of the activities that you've got planned to do next week?
When we come back on the last day, we are going to a castle, and on Wednesday we are going to a farm, and then when we arrive at the hostel we are going to a activity park.
Yeah, so it seems like a mixture of a lot of education and learning activities, but I reckon you're going to have an awful lot of fun as well thrown in, like being away. Cameron, so are you quite excited? How do you feel about being away with like all your friends for the entire week, and also, you know, leaving home for a week? That's quite a thing to do.
Well, I'm kind of used to it because you went to Ripplewood in Year 5, but it's very, very different to Ripplewood, and we have different teachers coming with us, and it's very, very more exciting.
Yeah, and then so you'll be away for a week, and then I think a lot of hard work is going to be taking place here at St. Peter's in Year 6, because Grace, what happens towards the end of Year 6, towards the summer term? What's really important that you do?
Our SAT. And it's important to get good grades so you can go to the secondary schools that you want to go to.
Yeah, it's the Year 6 SAT tests, which seem quite a way. They're like May time in 2010. But I think the whole idea of Year 6, you're going to be taught over the next few weeks or next few months and be prepared. Right, we're running out of time, but I'm excited about Year 6 as much as you. So Sophie and Cameron and Grace, thank you for your time. Have a great trip. Have a really good Year 6.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.